Time for justice, time for change, another chance to get it right again. We got the power to save our race, so brothers and sisters, there's no time to
one of my favorite people, Chelsea Monae, who's in the house here, singer-songwriter who wrote the song Overcome for the Foundation, which we'll be talking about. Good to have you in the studio, Chelsea.
Thank you for having me.
And one of the men behind all this, Dev Rock, is in the house. Another one of my favorite folks out here, Minister of Culture for the Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle.
Peace, peace.
How are you, Dev?
I am doing beautiful. How are you today,
and
Mark?
And Nakia Kigler's in the house. Nakia, good to see you again.
Hi, how are you?
Who's all right, one of my close friends, one of my goddaughter. Good to have you back in the house.
Thank you for having me.
You illustrated the cover.
Yes, I did.
That's a bad cover.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad it's getting a good response from everybody. Yeah. So
410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@standardshow.org as this unfolds. Bringing your thoughts and ideas here to us as we unfold here. So, Dev, I guess you started all this, right?
Yes.
Let me start with you. So talk a bit about what we're talking about.
So, all right. So, most people know Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. Most people know me, but to understand my work with Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, I am currently the Minister of Culture.
And I joked to which came in and said, "Had to throw back to the Panthers."
Right, exactly. And I was like, "Exactly." You know. So, Emory Douglas was the Minister of Culture for.
He's a lovely man.
Oh, wonderful, man. Wonderful. And the many times that we shared experiences with him, I've had nothing but great feelings about it.
Good guy.
And you know, as I learned that his job was to communicate to the larger society why there were big black men with big black guns and berets or trying to feed their children breakfast or lunch, it helped me to understand that his job was to communicate exactly what's going on to the larger society. And my newspaper, my art, is an album, is a song, is a music video.
What is your newspaper?
So the actual name of the newspaper is The Foundation, right? So was really an album for everyone listening, just to be clear, you know, and the album is a compilation album. It is comprised of 40 plus artists and musicians from Baltimore City and abroad who are all talking about police accountability, police brutality, and the mission of LBS. And it was created the month before, the month during, and the month after the riot or uprisings, actually.
Right. So you're in all this, you're the creator and producer of what we're. Yes.
Well, more so, you know, I definitely was the executive, you know, producer. But the people, even like Nakia and Chelsea, who are here now, you know, Chelsea had wrote this song over. I'm calling it Overcome. But, you know, what she called it, she wrote this song maybe 2 years ago, probably. And we've been talking about this for so long. So, you know, the work that I've been doing in the community since August 2010, I've been building relationships with artists. And then they've been either for their own reason, they've met LBS or whatever the case may have been. We've came across one another. And it was literally just picking puzzle pieces. Let's put it together.
Chelsea, so talk about the song.
It's actually funny that I wrote it a couple of years ago. It's really nice as an artist to have someone hear your work and then, you know, a year later or months later for them to come back to you and say, "Hey, I really like that. I actually want to put it on this project." I guess most of my personal songwriting is kind of about like love and heartbreak and all these ideas that in some ways still connect to justice. But when you know it finally came time to be part of the project, you know, it was nice that the one song that I had written that was very directly about justice was one that got chosen to be part of the foundation.
So how did you get into all this with the foundation? How'd that happen?
Honestly, you know, I just kind of have been growing up around LBS, around Adam and around Deverick. I've watched them from, you know, doing debate at Towson to, you know, coming out and creating their own organization. And I've always been inspired by Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. And so that's kind of, that's part of the lyrics of the song Overcome I always like that phrase. And so I just kind of started to write a song about it, just being inspired by them.
So when you did it, I mean, because clearly overcome when you hear a song. It harkens back to the days of the Civil Rights Movement, We Shall Overcome, that was a song written in the 40s and 50s that became a civil rights anthem. So that was in your head when you started this?
Yeah. I mean, I went I went to a small private Catholic school down on Somerset Street called St. James and St. John's.
Right, right.
And we would we wouldn't just sing Catholic songs. We would actually sing. We would warm up with old slave rituals. And so it was kind of interesting that when Deverick, I originally called the song Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, but when Deverick heard it and put other people on it, he kind of turned the name into Overcome, which was actually kind of cool. There wasn't really a plan to, speak specifically, or I guess when I was writing the song, talking about overcoming wasn't the main point for me. That wasn't the key in the song. It was actually the phrase Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. But listening back to it now and hearing other artists on it, there are just so many elements that I might not have thought were as important when I was writing the song, but now it's really cool to see it full circle and as part of a full project.
And Nikita, I want you to kind of I'm really curious about how you got in this as well, and this and the cover. It's radio, we can't really show the cover. You can see it on our website. You can see it at lbsbaltimore.bigcartel.com.
Yes, definitely, right? Look at it there.
I wonder why you want people to look at it there.
Yeah.
It's a good website.
Let the folks know who you are in terms of your art. And this is just an amazing, beautiful, representational, artistic, modernistic piece that I think it's very powerful.
Well, the way I got into the project was, I've been doing a lot of work with the Taharka Brothers ice cream, local ice cream.
Shout out to Darius Wilmore.
Yeah, Darius has really been like connecting people.
I love Darius.
He's the art director for this album.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so
he did a Def Jam.
Yes, yes. Y'all heard that.
Yeah,
at Def Jam.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. He basically just came to me and was like, hey, I got somebody, there's an awesome project, and they need an artist, and I kind of dropped your name. He likes your work. He thinks it's dope. They want to meet you. So I was like, okay. So from what he told me about the album up front, I kind of just did sketches, and he gave me like a gist of what it was going to be about. And I went from there. So I was like, okay, I'll do some sketches. I kind of got an idea, did the sketches because it was like crunch time. And that's after I did sketches. I think it was after I met Dev and Darius together, and we sat down and we went over more in detail. And that's when Dev really, started telling me about the album in depth, and I got more of a feel what it was going to be about. And we like brainstormed, bounced ideas off of each other, and that's where I kind of showed him my sketches, and he was like it. No, go with that one. That's kind of where it went. So,
did you have to listen to the rest of the music before you finished?
No, I actually didn't. Well, I did get a chance to listen to a couple because he invited me to the studio, which was an awesome experience as well. Like to see that, sit there and actually see the artist, record, which I had never done before. And I did hear Dev stuff before I went to the studio, and just from listening to him, and he was so enthusiastic about the project and hearing his work, I was like, oh, he's awesome. So if everybody's like him, it's gonna be awesome. I want to be a part of it. So I kind of was like, I'm gonna be a part of it regardless. But he invited me to the studio, and that's when I met some of the other artists recording some of the other songs, and it just like blew me away, like listening to how talented these people were and how good the songs were. I was just like blown away, and at that point I'm like, I'm glad to be a part of this project. I'm ready to do this. And that's when I basically created the album cover, and I showed it to Dev. He loved it, and it just went from there. So I'm just happy like everything worked out the way it should have been. And if you go to the website, I don't know, Dev, is the whole thing. It's just
the whole thing is beautiful.
It is.
But yeah.
I was going to say a little aside. I have to say this and come right back to the whole thing is beautiful. I'm going to talk more about this and hear more music from the album because I heard so far. I've loved. I was really, really taken with the pieces I've heard. But we talked about Darius. I'm glad he's in the project because to me, Darius has had to say this in case he's listening. Shout out to my friend. He's the personification of cool.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And let me tell you how I caught Darius though. Darius was walking up Charles Street.
Because he doesn't drive.
Away from excess, right? He was walking away from excess, right? And we had worked together on the Baltimore Mixtape Project, we had worked together on a couple of different other things, and I had understood who he was, and I knew I was doing the album. So imagine me, I'm flying down Charles Street. I see Darius, I pulled over, I jumped out. I literally chased him up the street. Darius, this is what's going on. I need you to handle it. Now, mind you, I drove past him, I honked, I jumped out, I chased him. He never stopped walking. Right? Then when I called him Darius, he turned around. I said, listen, this project, this album. He was like, cool, let's do it. I mean, how you so calm? That's Darius, the coolest brother I know.
He is very cool. I like Darius a whole lot.
Yes.
Smart, deep man. Anyway, so back to the project here. So, I mean, so I'm curious about how this, as a producer, and how you all came together. I mean, talk about what's under this project. I mean, what is it you're really trying to do with this album and CD?
It's very, very important to me. Even if you look at in the care, you can pass around if you have some of
what's
those.
That?
We have album covers so that we can see what we're talking about right now.
Let's see if I can show it through the microphone.
Of course, you know, but people who can see it, you know, on lbsbaltimore.bigcartel.com, what you will see is a representation of all forms of people. Right? Uh-huh. You got very light-skinned people on here. Some of them are bald, but some of them have long hair. You have very dark-skinned people on here, and some of them are interested in things like college or things like finance. You have all different shades. You have representations of LGBT. You have representations of RGB. You have representations of your athletics, and you have representations of people who work with their hands. The point of the matter is that when you look at this, I want you to see one piece of yourself. Right? So wherever it is that you identify with, let's work together on that particular idea, you know? And so the first thing is about coming together and not about like fake unity, like let's all come together. We love each other. It's like, no, you disagree with RGB, right? Cool. But you agree with LGBT and we are doing something that is working towards taking care of those issues and really not just creating tolerance, but creating an understanding that we can work together on the things that we agree upon. And that's what the album is about. Nobody was censored on the album. It's about out of the 40 plus people, I would say about 20 or so women have been involved, so about 48% equal gender balance. There are people of all different walks of life. I'm talking about people who have money, people who don't, people who have record deals, people who don't, people who identify all different ways. So the idea was to bring all of these people together, and everyone who participated in this album donated to some extent their services in order for LBS to institution build. Mm-hmm. And that is the big thing. Here, right? Chelsea to give in her song to say, you know what? I believe in the work of LBS enough that I could put this song out on my own and make my own money, but I want to make money with you all because I want to support the work that you're going to do for the next year and the year after that.
So what is it about the work that brought the two of you in?
I mean, there's two parts of it. One, you know, is exactly what Deverick just explained, you know, in terms of solving issues and creating better qualities of life for Black people, you know, we have to all come together. You know, no matter where we come from, no matter how we identify, we all have to find ourselves together at some point. And then the second part is really about artistry. I think it's a message kind of to the music industry, to other, you know, independent artists that, you know, you don't really need a huge multi-million-dollar label to bring artists together or to sign you so that you can come out with a project. It really just takes people coming together and, you know, really believing in the art and believing in the message behind the art. So those two things kind of are really what compelled me to be part of the project.
What about you, Nikita?
For me, anytime I am able to create work for any, like for somebody, especially when they're as excited about the project as Dev was when he approached me and Darius, I'm all for it. Like I'm an artist. I love art to my bone. So whenever I get the opportunity to create something beautiful for somebody, like I'm going to do it if I can. So that, to me, having another project for me to work on to just showcase my work was important to me, and especially this organization coming to me about it. Like I didn't really know much about LBS besides the fact I actually knew people in it and I never knew. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I know this person, I know that person. But when Darius came to me and he was like, yeah, check him out, I looked him up and I'm like, yes, like I want to be a part of this organization. Like, I want to do whatever I can to help them. And then the second thing that got me was just listening to the music. It was so powerful, like, just the lyrics. And I'm such a fan of good music. And I don't know, I guess y'all can understand me when I say that. It's just good music with a good message that people need to hear, especially people in Baltimore right now and just young kids everywhere. Like, I'm just such a big supporter of this album and what they're putting out and the messages behind the music. And that also made me really want to do the work for them.
We listen to another piece from the album, which we have to cut because of the... What comes next?
But this is definitely Hold On, Dev Rock featuring Kwame Rose, Richard Waugh, Mary from Watoto of the Nile, Ray Luga, and Olu Butterfly.
Who wrote this piece?
Well, this is actually, you know, my contribution to the album. But when I tell you that it literally was placed in my lap, that's how it happened. The head producer of this album, Kariz Marcel, who did all of the recording, all of the mixing, all of the engineering, before we passed it on to Paul Johnson, the master mix, he, as we were doing the project, you know, Freddie Gray happened. And we just stopped talking to each other. I was like, hey, yo, I'm not going to be in the studio for like a week because I'm on the street. Like, we out here. We about to make business. We about to handle this. We going to make sure that, you know, that they will never bring this to our city again. And he was like, okay, cool. I'm going to the woods. And so he spent like a whole week in nature and whatever. And he wound up checking his Facebook and just the different things that he saw and he felt from people. He created this beat. Literally at the same time. So when I'm following Corey Johnson from Towson and, you know, her and the people she worked with putting 4,000 and 5,000 bodies up and down St. Paul and Calvert Street, while I was out there, he was in the lab making this beat. And when we reconvene, maybe, you know, that next week, he said, all right, you know what? Listen to this. And I said, this is the single. This is what everybody needs to know. People were beating our children over the head for fighting back. Something that none of us were doing. All of us are so worried about our jobs, our families, our cars, our XYZ. They don't have any of that to worry about. So they began to fight, and I wanted to make sure that the message was put through importantly. Hold on, because I know we're hurt right now. But also, you know, the best thing we did was the day that we started the fight. You know, keep your eyes on the prize. Don't believe the lies.
I think this is what you're trying to do here is extremely powerful and interesting. I haven't heard all the songs in here. And before we can play them on the air, we have to kind of censor them because there's certain words we cannot say on the air.
Absolutely.
Not all the songs are like that, but some of it's pretty raw.
It's definitely very raw feelings and emotions because you got people dealing with Freddie Gray was fresh on people's mind at this point. So people are saying exactly what they mean. And I will be sending over a nice clean copy to you as well. You already have all the songs, though. Mark has them, so you should definitely check them. And, you know, the most important thing, the reason why I'm here today is to let everybody know that we're having a Black Friday. You know, we're dropping this online everywhere on Black Friday. So iTunes.
That's the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how much I know about
every day, every online at every online place to buy music except for Spotify. You know, definitely go on, search the foundation, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, and buy into Black businesses this weekend.
So I'm curious, important point, just from Chelsea and Nikita, I'm curious how you see the world of art and the power of art in terms of the struggle for change, the struggle in this country, because of both you artists.
That's actually an interesting question because I was thinking about that, getting ready to, you know, come on the show and talk about the album. I've been telling everybody when this album drops, like, you need to buy it. Like, you have to buy it because, as I mentioned earlier, the messages in the music, they're so powerful and they're things that people need to hear. And I don't think people realize when you listen to music how much it affects you. And I know a lot of people say, oh, and people don't listen to lyrics anymore, it's just about the beats. But not only does this album have awesome beats on it, but I think the messages are going to seep through people without them even realizing it, because you just keep listening to the songs because you keep gravitating towards it and you just keep wanting to hear it. And And after, eventually, like, they will hear what the songs are talking about, and that's what music does. I'm not a musician. I'm an artist. You know, I'm more a visual person, but I know me, when I'm working, like, I love listening to music because it does affect me even as a visual artist. And I think it does the same thing for the general public. When you listen to music, I mean, everybody loves music. And it just, when it's around you, it just affects you. It affects your emotions. It affects how you think. And it just seeps into your mind without you even knowing it. And that's why I think this album is so important, because even if people don't know, they're getting all this information and knowledge from it. They are. Without even, like, realizing it. They're just going to be like, oh, I like this song. It sounds awesome. It sounds good. But after a while, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? I heard this one part of the song that stuck with me. And that's what this album did for me. And that's why I just think art is so important in general. It's a way of sending out messages without people even knowing it sometimes.
I mean, your piece added so much. Really added a lot.
Thank you.
And I guess I think that the entire purpose of art is to heal. So part of the struggle for change is having people heal. You know, even if you are a person who is, you know, very oppressive, you got something that you need to work on and you need to get healed. Mm-hmm. If you have been oppressed for lots of time, you definitely have some healing, you know, that needs to happen. So I think much of what this project is, and what lots of artists' projects are, when they, you know, really talk about the struggles that they are facing and that people in their communities are facing, is that, you know, these projects are created for healing, the entire purpose of healing. So that's probably, you know, the main point, I guess, in having art speak to a struggle, is to create some kind of healing.
Very properly said by both of you. Very well said.
Beautiful.
So, Deborah, before we go out here, we're going to go out with Cat Call, featuring Fire Angelou, DaTruth, Nefertiti, Femcee, K-Ray, produced by Vito Cash.
Yeah.
Right. So talk a bit about where people can get this and what we're listening to on the way out.
Well, first and foremost, where everybody can get this, two places. You can go on to lbsbaltimore.bigcartel.com, right, where you can get your handheld copy shipped to you. You can either get a deluxe album or you can get a regular album. Deluxe album has a secret surprise that Nikita has put in for everyone, which is definitely a beautiful situation, as well as anywhere, any online medium for music, Google Play, iTunes, of course, are, you know, important ones, Tidal, but you can get it anywhere online starting today. You know, we are pre-selling it from the 22nd until the Friday, and then on Friday it's going to drop on the 29th. For is that the 29th or is it the
27th? 27th, right?
20, yeah. But it's going to drop, and we are asking everybody to do your best. Go and find the link, even if you don't buy it. Tell people to support it. And what we're getting ready to listen to is Cat Call. It's written by Fire Angelou, your favorite DuMore Baltimore poet. And this was actually the first single off the album, and it actually is very important because it talks about how us as men in our leadership have sometimes forgotten about our women when they are the driving force behind what makes us successful in the movement.
And women have always been the forefront of every movement, always been left out of the front pages, but have always been the very front of every march and every organizing piece that's ever been done in this country. So Deb Rock, Minister of Culture, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, Chelsea Bonet, singer-songwriter who wrote the song On Foundation Overcome we heard earlier, and Nikia Kigler, who is just incredible cover art for the foundation. Thank you all so much. It's great to see you all here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the work y'all are doing. It's great to have y'all in the studio.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
And go, Foundation, ordering a copy of said, go to lbsbaltimore.com. Let's take a break here. Come right back after these messages with a different conversation with another group of young people in our town who are doing some important stuff. Don't go away.
From lynching to brutality, the common sense reality, the male focused narrative, like we ain't.